Originally from France, the Calage family farmed in Argentina for 10 years and learned his Spanish and Hispanic customs. Two of Marth's older brothers stayed in Argentina, where there are still Calage family holdings. The ship represents the long trip that brought Jean Calage and his family from Argentina to Legal, Canada, in 1902. The Calages and the Saint-Martins spoke Spanish and French fluently. Two of the Legal boys stayed in Argentina. In Legal, they ensured that their children had a French-speaking teacher. The history of the Saint-Martin Calage goes back to Montpellier in southern France, 1887. Jean Calage was a widow with four children. His second wife, Marguerite Faux, mother of the two sons, Jean and Joseph, was also the widow of Jean Saint-Martin, and they immigrated to Canada. In the late April 1899, Jean Calage and his stepson, Joseph Saint-Martin, each paid $10 for their homesteads in the Legal area. The land chosen was 2 miles east and 1.5 miles north of the present town in Legal. They were one of the original homesteaders in the Legal area. They walked north with Auguste Tillier to survey their new home, leaving their family in the care of Grey Nuns at Strathcona House, Edmonton. Théodore Gelot and Jeanne Ménard warmly welcomed their new neighbors. Jean and his stepson lived in a 200-square-foot caveau owned by Gelot and Ménard families until they built permanent homes. They quickly went to work preparing land for crops and cattle. They cut trees, built their homes, and plowed the rough land, and planted crops in the spring. Marthe Françoise Calage, 1881 to 1948, was the youngest daughter of Jean Calage and his wife, Marie Audran. She worked at the Saint Albert Deauville Convent from 1899 to 1902, where she would be near her deaf sister, Marie. Joseph and Marthe married in 1902 and was Saint Emile's Parish's third marriage. They were stepbrother and stepsister from two separate parents, united as kids growing up and again by marriage. The mural depicts the couple's homestead, which the family owned till 1982. Joseph farmed, raised horses, and cared for the other farm animals. Marthe worked her beloved garden and cooked food for the area's farmers. Together, they had 11 children, though Marie-Ange, the youngest, died shortly after her first birthday. The children were married, and most of the boys established their own farms in the Legal area. The original homestead stayed in the family until 1982. The other smaller photograph depicts, at the log hauling, Jean Calage, who worked with his sons and stepsons during the winter. The giant tractor shows the importance of farming to early colonists. Joseph had a good singing voice and was a member of the parish choir. He was mayor of Legal for a few years, and then he retired from business and farming around 1949. Joseph and Marthe both spoke French and Spanish fluently, and they never forgot their homeland. When Francophone schooling became rare, Joseph brought a teacher from France to teach his children French. Anecdote. Joseph soon married his stepsister, Marthe Calage, and they had 11 children. They were mixed farms of grain and livestock. Joseph raised purebred horses, and Marthe enjoyed gardening.